That and more between now and 11 o'clock. But I want to start, and particularly if you are a parent out there or a guardian, and you have a young child who is maybe getting their very first device, whether it's mobile phone, whether it's a tablet, whether it's a laptop, whatever it might be, just starting on their first device. Or if you are a parent of older teenagers and they are gaming and their social media communications and activity is fairly brisk and they have their phones in their hands a lot of the time, you should be interested in our first guest, because I'm joined on the programme by Graham Mulhern, who's principal of Be Secure. These are internet safety company who do their best to make life as easy as possible for parents out there in making sure that your children are activating websites that are safe and they are not engaging in anything that is of danger. And the reason I want to talk to Graham this morning is because this coming Wednesday, the 16th of November at 7 o'clock, there's an internet safety talk for all parents. And it really is important for parents to upskill and educate themselves on what exactly their youngsters are at on their devices, on their gaming machines, on their social media platforms and on their mobile phones. And the proceeds from this talk on Wednesday evening are being kindly donated to the Mayo branch of Down Syndrome Ireland, which is an extra plus in relation to all of this. First of all, Graham, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
And to you, Tommy, thanks for that excellent intro and big up. So really appreciate that.
Now, you deal on a daily basis with, I suppose, up-and-coming issues and challenges facing parents. What are they predominantly saying to you when it comes to trying to, without being over-indulging or, you know, literally peeping in over the shoulder of their youngsters as to what they're at on their phone or on their laptop or on their device, you know, what concerns do they have?
Well, firstly, they have a lot of concerns, but, you know, every parent has the right to peek into and have a good look at their kids' phones. And I mean, that's probably the first thing is don't be afraid. You know, parents aren't up for re-election, Tommy. It's their domain. It's their house. They probably paid for the phones themselves and for the plan that provides the data. So having a look at and oversight is a big part of it if you're worried about your kid. By the way, the tone of the talk is going to be very up. It's going to be upbeat, and we're not going to be going on about things negatively. We're going to be giving tips about how to win online, as it is, across all of the ages, for kids, tweens and teenagers, or teen ragers, as some people call them. But it's going to be helpful to everybody, and for the well-informed and the not so well-informed. So there's something for everybody. But we really want to give people a few tips at a top line level that'll give them an idea of what's going on, how to talk to kids, and especially around the issues, as you said, around gaming, social media, phone addiction and digital well-being. And there'll be specific tips around TikTok, gaming and Snapchat.
Okay, questions are flying in already. One listener says, would Graham recommend that I take the phone? My daughter is 14. She has her first mobile phone. Her birthday was in September. She insists on bringing it to the bedroom with her when she goes to bed. Should I insist on taking it off her?
I would make that a give and take, Tommy. Make a trade. Say you can have it a couple of nights and earn the right. So, you know, 14 is not running the house. 14 is a child in the house. And I always recommend give and take. Get something for your give. So if they're, you know, if the plates are put away in the kitchen, tidied up, and you can earn it. It's a privilege, not a right. It's your house. So any deal that you can make that reduces the amount of time that kids are in their bedroom on their own, which is not a good thing, then do that deal. So I'd like to see people getting something in return for the kids being able to use their phones for hours and hours in their bedrooms, which I wouldn't recommend in the first place. So get something for the give and make them earn the right.
16-year-old son categorically told me the other night, I'm reading from the screen, that under no circumstances was he going to let me see what he was activating on his gaming or on his phone. I said I had the right to check, and he says, no, you don't.
absolutely you do. What a load of old tosh from the kid. And that sort of nonsense is the kind of thing that kids say. Tommy, if the cops arrive at your door, it's you that they will be talking to. I mean the parents, not the kids. For sexting, there's a whole range of age of consent issues. If there's assault issues, i.e. bullying and that sort of thing, it is the parents that the Gardaí will be talking to if they have to come along to the house. So this nonsense, and it tends to start when they're around 10, Tommy, in fourth class. Up to about fourth class, kids are generally fairly happy to hand over the phone and allow you to start surveying it. And it used to be 4 or 5 years ago, or 5 years ago, Tommy, that they'd be most kids would generally let you look at their phone at 12 or 13. But now it has, now it's dropped down. There's a reason, and you know damn well what the reason is. They're up to no good. And, you know, a vigorous conversation with a child or a teenager is well worth having and setting some rules. But as far as I'm concerned, that parent is entitled to the phone and she's entitled to have a look at what's going on in Snapchat and TikTok, ultimately because she's responsible.
Yeah. Is it fair to say that Instagram and Facebook in particular are now kind of old mash when it comes to the young people? They're into their ChatSnap and their TikTok.
I like the way you put it there, Tony. ChatSnap. The one that's really is for the us oldies is Facebook. Instagram, by the way, is Facebook's star product because it allows advertising and WhatsApp doesn't. That's Facebook honoring the purchase of WhatsApp back in the day when they said they wouldn't, or they agreed to not run ads in it. TikTok is number one for social media. It's number two on the internet in general, very much in vogue, as is Snapchat. But Instagram, as they say, Tommy, it hasn't gone away, you know. It's still very, very popular, especially with girls. And it's but there's been a big announcement from Facebook on TikTok or on Instagram. They are looking at making age verification a process now, and they're the first company or the first portal to consider doing it. So Instagram is considering facial recognition, Tommy, when you upload a new profile now. So it won't ask you for your age, but it will ask to take a photograph, and there's going to be facial recognition in there, and it'll tell you whether or not you're entitled to use the product.
Right. You know,
so that's a big step forward.
Yes, it is, and it's welcome. You know, 10 years ago, if we were having this conversation, we would have been saying that the biggest issue for parents and guardians is that they themselves are not tech savvy. But 10 years on, like a lot of the young parents now would have a better handle on things, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they do. And important things here, Tommy, is that is societally there's been a move on here as well. So maybe the judges themselves need to have a good look at themselves, but the schools have moved on. Principals are and staff are much more aware. They don't know everything by a long means. But the Gardaí are the big people who've really upgraded, and they're much more au fait with the issues. Unfortunately, it's my experience that the judges are not quite up to date and don't understand much of the references. But we are collectively, people like you, Tommy, principals, the police in particular, and the Gardaí and the barracks is where you need to go if something is happening, if there are sexting issues, or don't be afraid to go into the station and say, my kid is being bullied, and ask for a private room. Don't transact your business in the barracks at the till there. Go ask the member, can you go into the back office and have a chat? But things have really caught up, Tommy, and that's great because people need that.
Okay, if I was to ask you very quickly for three quick tips that you would give to parents out there this morning to make sure that their child, when they're accessing anything on the internet or on their devices or their phones, what to look out for?
Well, the first great tip, and it's kind of the old stranger danger thing, is there are five things a kid should never share online. Her face, date of birth, name, all that sort of thing. The obvious address, phone number, those sort of things, an email address. Those things one should never give away. That's one great tip for kids, Tommy, very young kids, 2 and 3 and 4, is if you need to sort of settle them in the car or something, is create a little folder, drop all of her games into that folder and switch off the Wi-Fi. And that'll keep a two-year-old occupied with her own game safely on your phone without any ads running. And thirdly, remember, it's you're the boss, not them. the parent is the boss. When the child is paying their own bills, whatever age that may be, 17, 18, then maybe they can take on responsibility. But never be afraid to discuss and to challenge and be forthright with your child. And taking the phone off them is a great discipline thing.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It'll cause upset. And Tommy, here's one that people might, you know, sometimes it gets physical between teenagers, especially boys, 14, 15, 16, on the old gaming. If that happens in your house, you're not alone. Almost everybody goes through that. The games are addictive. They're designed that way. They're meant to be addictive. And if you give your fella a root in the backside, or indeed girl, and say, look, you need to get off that, go to bed or do your homework. You know, and if it does get a tad physical for a moment, don't freak out. It happens.
Can I tell you something? You dropped a little phrase at the start of this interview, and about 9 people have texted in already to say, you know what, that guy just said something this morning that has really resonated with parents, and that is, parents are not up for re-election. It's a great. I mean, was that just from the top of your head?
Yeah, no, that's one we used. Yeah, well, I tend to use it. I mean, I say it in all of our parents' talks, which we do all over the world, Tommy. And I mean, and especially in London and in the UK and in America, they love that phrase. Parents are not, you are the in-situ boss, you are the dictator in your own home, and anything you say goes. And if you don't want to give your child a phone till they're 19, then that is your business. And similarly, and something that people really worry about is, what age should I give my child a phone? And is there a rule on this? There's no rule. It's every child is different, every parent is different, every mother and father and guardian knows when it is the right time, or will the child be able to take it? And there's something really important in all of this, Tommy. Remember that life up online, in your bedroom, when it's dark and whatever, life is more robust. People say things, do things, and they are braver when they're in the dark on the internet than they would ever be on the street. So things are more robust.
Yeah.
And some parents just think, you know what, my little Chloe or Saoirse or Tommy or Fionn can't handle that just yet. And, you know, if that's right for you, remember, you're not up for re-election.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, so if people want to access this talk that you're doing at 7 o'clock next Wednesday evening, how do they go about it?
They go to the Mayo Down Syndrome Face page, and it is the pinned story, or they can ring Paul in the office at Mayo Down Syndrome. But go to Facebook, Mayo Down Syndrome, pin story, and there's a button to buy. It's a fiver, and it's a great talk. And I promise everybody, Tommy, I'll use the dictator.
Make sure you're
not up for re-election.
More than once. Listen, so that's go to the Facebook.
More than once.
Yeah, the Facebook page of Mayo Down Syndrome, and you get all the details. Listen, lovely to talk to you, and thanks, Graham, for all the tips.
Cheers, Tommy. Thanks for your support, man.
Mind yourself. Take care. That is the man that is Graham Mulhern there, principal of Be Secure. And for more details, by the way, if you go to internetsafetytalks.com, you'll find out more about the work that Graham and his wonderful team do there in tipping and letting parents know what it is their rights are when it comes to activity on social media platforms, mobile phones, tablets, gaming with your teenagers. Not easy, but it got to be done.